Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin. Our producer is Cal Hunter. It is the 5th of August, 2023. We've had a wonderful, excellent 2 hours. If you want to hear our 2 hours, just go to RadioLawTalk.com. And if anything you missed, you can go to our podcasts and just click on whatever date, time, and show you want and listen to it. Now, the best part about that is our computer people are smart, and you can do a search on a topic. And if we talked about that topic, you'll be able to search it and it'll pop up. So go to RadioLawTalk.com. You can email us at info@RadioLawTalk.com. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO during live. Don't call us. We're live 9 to noon Pacific time, so don't try to call us when we're not live because we're not going to answer. It'll just go to probably a voicemail. And it's a guy going, "This is Cal Hunter. Leave a message." Okay, that's what it's going to say.
So somebody doing a Cal Hunter / Elvis impression.
Yeah, that's an Elvis.
I want to leave a message. We're going to drink some lemonade. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is Cal. I'm all shook up.
That was the best one.
Do you know how that song was written?
No.
Elvis Presley had a good songwriter, did a lot of work for him, and somebody shook up a bottle of cola and it spritzed all over, and they said, "I'll bet he can even write a song about that." And next thing you know, there it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
don't forget, we're talking about general topics of law. We're not going to be held liable if something happens when we say something. So don't even try. Seek local, seek counsel if you need a lawyer. And we're just having fun here. And remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. You know, you can use it for your in-laws when they're around the table saying they said. That's what we say. It's okay to use Radio Law Talk. Don't go, "Your Honor, let me quote Todd Kunin or Fred or Denise." So, maybe some judges might take that as, I rule in the favor of Radio Law Talk. Because I believe some judges do listen to us, by the way. So that's kind of exciting. We're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to get back into the LensCrafter case. Vineyards are suing because they got smoke on their grapes. Denise, what else we got going you want to talk about, Denise?
I want to talk about the Las Vegas woman who tried to hire somebody to kill her husband or her father.
Uh-huh.
And I want to talk about cells. Do you have a
cells,
right?
Cells.
Your cells. Yes, to your cell data, your DNA information. Do you have a right to that? Is there a right of privacy to that?
That's interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you own them?
Todd, what about you? Do you own your own cells?
I'm not married anymore, so yes, I do.
Do you have a cat? I thought the cat's in charge.
Yeah. Well, no, we're good to go. I own my cells. Although I wonder, since you slough off a certain number of cells every day, just your reckless and wanton disregard for your own cells. Have you given up your expectation of privacy? You
know, right.
If you really want an expectation of privacy in your cells, you should be walking around in a plastic bubble.
Yes.
To collect them at the end of every day.
To keep them in the garage. Yes, your garage cells.
Yes.
Okay, never mind.
Todd, anything you want to talk about?
I'm kind of interested in this Cash App founder, the guy that was murdered down in San Francisco.
Yes, that was interesting.
And they did the preliminary hearing in the defense. Well, the defense wanted something that they weren't given. We'll talk about why that happened and what didn't happen in the investigation.
Yes, good one. So. But people are here for one thing, Cal. They only come to listen to the three of us, but they only want to hear you during one time. What's the time?
Well, that is this time right now.
Now it's time to play Case or No
Case.
Yay!
Guido Menzio was in an airplane flying from Syracuse, to Syracuse, from Philadelphia. He settled into his seat, and he got out a bunch of papers and started writing on the paperwork. His seatmate, a woman in her 30s, claimed she tried to strike up a conversation with him, but he was evasive. So she looked down at the paperwork, and she saw a bunch of strange letters and symbols she did not understand, and this was in the see something, say something era. So she said, I see something, and she bravely called over the flight attendant, saying, I don't feel well enough to fly. She slipped her a note, warning her about the suspicious man writing in foreign characters on the plane. Then Menzio, the man, was taken off board as well and questioned. And he was suspected then of being a terrorist, and he was very upset. He said, I'm tired of this. Just because I'm an Italian and I have that swarthy Mediterranean look, you can't do that to me. So he said, I want to know if I can sue the airline or the passenger for getting me kicked off the flight and delaying my journey for 4 hours for no stinking good reason. That's the question. Fred Penny, what say you?
That is an absolutely very good scenario.
Thank you.
And I think that, this is absolutely not a case, but it is a scenario that was back when that first started. That was right after 9/11. I would think it'd probably have to be in the 90s, late 90s. Let's see, 9/11 was, hold on, I was in law school. I was in law school. That's late.
2001.
Okay. All right, 2001. So, no, I was thinking of the I was in law school. It was the attack Iraq case. Yeah, so 2001, approximately that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on. Report people, report everybody when you get on an airplane. And that was the scenario, but that's not a case. It was too bad because a lot of people were being reported on that were clearly not terrorists, but people just looked at them and thought they were. So, yeah, no case. Great scenario, Cal, that you made up completely.
Thank you, Fred. Todd Kuhner, what do you think about this matter of Mr. Guido Menzio?
There's a video going around in the last couple of weeks, and it made the news, of somebody that was just in hysterics on a flight because there was a person seated next to him that had tattoos. And Cal's like, oh, yeah, really? I remember that. He's feigning shock. I think that Cal made up this scenario based on that video, but it would be too obvious for them to say that. So he backtracked it to this. I agree with Fred. This is a scenario, but no case.
You know, you guys should have your licensed marriage family counseling degree as well, the way you pick my little brain apart. Okay, Denise, what do you say to this matter? Quick case or no case?
This is modeled after something that happened recently. There was a woman that got on the plane and she, like, something upset her and she said, she, like, yelled at everybody, you'll see, there's going to be something that happens and all of that. And she went running down the aisle, and she's, like, flailing her arms around. And she was the one that was arrested, and she was held for a while and interrogated. And then what she said was going to happen happened. You remember that? That was recent.
Well, of course it is. It was on the and it showed, I think some people would say, that they showed that clip and they'd add their picture in a seat. Yeah, it was me. It was me, you know, just as a joke.
But I don't remember what it was she complained of and what happened.
There's a weird guy, like some spirit dude, wasn't it?
Did you hear my answer?
Yeah, no, he said it already.
That was literally the video I was talking about.
You want to know the truth? I didn't. I wasn't paying any attention. Yeah. I was looking up a place for us to go eat next Saturday. Sorry.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk.
Well, at least she's honest about it.
Yes, I am. Okay, I'm going to say it is a scenario, but no case.
Okay. We'll be back with the people who really don't know what they're talking about, talking to you about the law.
This is Radio Law Talk, the answer to case or no case, and much more coming up in this, the final hour of the Radio Law Talk program for this Saturday, August 5th, 2023. We'll be back.
Every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Thank you. Financial Center, the announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathrooms. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No fun.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Oh, stop it.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Cal, I'm going to give you an A today for the, you know, the bumps. It's an A bump day.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a wonderful bump jobs. So, Lens Crafters, apparently they have 955.
Hey.
What? Oh, no, sorry. Case or never no mind. Case. All right, sorry. Case or no case. Finish that. Oh, got it. Sorry.
All right. We'll
I was getting the lens crafters already. I was so excited. Thank you, Denise.
We'll get to the grind on your glasses in a minute. So the question.
go ahead, Cal.
Oh, the question is, the question was, Guido Menzio was kicked off a flight, delayed for 4 hours, because a seatmate said he was writing in strange characters and she thought he was a terrorist or might have been a terrorist. So the question is, did he sue the airline or her for the flight delay and for the inconvenience? And Fred, you said...
I said it's a scenario, no case.
Todd, you said...
I said scenario, no case.
Denise, you said...
Ditto.
Well, okay, at least we have consistency. This must mean I did a horrible job, but... Mr. Guido Menzio was careful about doing math calculations in the future in the seats on the airplanes because people couldn't understand what he was writing on the paper. Yes, it is a true story. Yes, he did complain. No, he did not file a case. There was no case in this true story.
That actually did happen. Yep. That actually happened. Yep. Put him off.
And now back to Radio Law Talk with Todd, Fred, and Denise.
Back to Lens Crafters. Huh? So Lens Crafters... has look where my paper is, has something called AccuFit technology. So AccuFit technology, they claim, is 5 times more precise, down to the 110th of a millimeter. Well, apparently some people don't agree with that, that what they say in our advertising is not correct, and there's you can bring a lawsuit under... the I'm trying to think of the act, but it's an act out of California. The New York, California, and Florida consumer protection laws. But this is 6 years old. About 6 years ago, they brought a class action against them, saying that those statements are not true, and they just settled the case for $39 million, which means. Which this sounds pretty good though. If you have bought any Lens Crafters glasses that are the AccuFit technology, you're going to receive, I believe, $50. Is that right? For each pair that you pay that you bought during a certain time period, and I believe it was September 5th, 2023, approximately, on to maybe to this date, but. Go back to Lens Crafters or go get your $50 if you bought some glasses from the AccuFit. And I don't even know what that means. Does anybody know what that means?
No.
The AccuFit?
Yeah. It just says, other than what I told you, other than, I don't know, apparently the technology is better, they're claiming.
Yeah, they claim that it's better now. There are a lot of people that relied on it, according to this lawsuit, and they got their glasses and like, well, dang, this doesn't fit. And this is important because it's not just, well, it doesn't stay on my nose, it doesn't do this. The fit of your glasses has everything to do with where the focal point of the lens is. They look at where your eyes sit, and they want to make sure that the focal point of the lens is in the right spot. You get a wrong fit, and maybe... the focal point for those glasses would be great for somebody that had eyes that were, you know, 2 or 3 millimeters further apart than you, but, you know.
Or if my eyes are kind of way off on one side and one's more in the middle. And...
yeah, well, that's just from a hard night. But,
All right.
Your mouth looks purdy.
you're pretty purdy. Go ahead, Denise. You wanted to talk about, or Todd, who's next? Who wants to talk about their little, go ahead, Todd.
All right, so if you've been following it all, Cash App founder, the founder of Cash App, a guy named Bob Lee, he was murdered, or he was found dead, let's put it that way, in San Francisco. He called 911, but before the police could get there, he bled out and he died from a stab wound. And I say, the reason I say, was he murdered or why did I change it to found dead, is because they have an individual that they arrested. And recently, his name is Nima Momeni, and they recently did a preliminary hearing last week in San Francisco. Again, a preliminary hearing is the hearing before the judge for the prosecution to show the court that there is enough basic evidence to warrant pursuing criminal charges all the way to trial. Well, at the conclusion of the preliminary hearing, or during the preliminary hearing, it was brought out that There was a homeless person nearby that the defense believes not properly interviewed, although the testifying officer said the homeless person was near incoherent at the time, so they weren't going to get any other information. But the big thing is about the knife, the alleged murder weapon. The tech that investigated the weapon, that tested the weapon, pretty much had a difficult choice to make. Do you swab it for DNA, or do you do fingerprint testing? And they opted to swab for DNA because the fear was that if they had tested it for fingerprints, it would have destroyed any DNA sample they could have gotten from the knife. That's what the tech testified to. Well, the defense is saying, well, you didn't test it for fingerprints, which would have thumbs up, thumbs down, no pun intended, that our client was the one that was holding that knife. They didn't test it for fingerprints, and the defense claims that coupled with the lack of quality interrogation of the homeless person, should have either A, had the charges completely dismissed, or argued that the charges should have been reduced to manslaughter, not murder. And I think their theory for that was, what is the evidence of premeditation for murder? You know, heat of passion killing is manslaughter. It's got to be premeditation for it to be murder. Judge disagreed with them and held the defendant to answer, so they're going forward on a murder trial against Nima Momeni for the killing of Bob Lee.
Did they get any DNA off the knife?
I don't believe so. I didn't read anything that there was DNA evidence presented. Now, that might be, because sometimes it takes a while to get that DNA testing done, and this is just a preliminary hearing. All they need is enough to get past this probable cause phase.
So it may be still being tested.
That could very well be.
My understanding, and we'll follow this throughout the time period, he was meeting with a brother's sister or went out with him or something to that effect. We'll talk about that. We don't have time to get into it. But
yeah, the suspect was the brother of the girl that Bob Lee was dating.
Right.
And he had been out with another woman that night earlier, so
we'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program continues.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
Listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more.
USA News update. Two Orlando police officers are in critical condition after being shot during a traffic stop Friday night.
This is a sad day for our department. For the suspects out there,
We will find you, and you will be brought to justice.
Orlando Police Chief Eric Smith. The officers are being treated at Orlando Regional Medical Center. A Texas judge is ruling in favor of a group of women and their doctors who sued the state over its abortion ban. Travis County Judge Jessica Mangrum Friday temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the state's abortion ban against women who have pregnancy complications. Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea, as confirmed by Russian officials and social media footage. The strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine on the same day. The growing naval strength of Kyiv has made the Black Sea a much more crucial war zone. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
5:37.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. That's true. Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So, Denise, they say what happens in Las Vegas stays in Las Vegas. But I think for a husband and wife team, there's a little bit that's being told outside of Las Vegas.
Well, yes, even if you are a father and daughter.
Mm.
So, ooh, that almost sounds creepy. Well, this is a creepy story anyway. A Las Vegas woman was arrested for allegedly hiring or trying to hire someone to kill her father. And this person had already previously been arrested, and she was charged with attempted murder with a deadly weapon, and she pleaded it down to a disorderly conduct charge. This was unrelated to her father. But her and her father had been estranged. Mm-hmm. And she was known on the streets as Blinky. That was her little
Blinky.
Blinky. That was her nickname.
Hey, Blinky.
And the allegations are that she put out there that she had $10,000 for a job and referral for her future work. Mm. And that there was an anonymous source that said that this woman texted her father. She saw her text her father and pretend to be her mother to ask about whether or not she had an inheritance.
Oh.
So that may be what they're going to allege is the motive. So, well,
so in other words, she thinks she was cut out of the will. Therefore, she was kind of ticked off and wanted to check and see, okay, does she get anything?
She found out she's still in the will and decided time to pull the plug.
So the allegations are she already started the process of getting a hit on dad because she thought she was This is the allegations that she was disinherited.
Yes.
And then she said, well, wait a minute. Looks like I might not be disinherited. Don't pull the plug. But then you think if she's that crazy and psychotic, she would want to off him so she can get her money if that's what she's trying. I don't know.
I don't see the defense attorney in me is coming out here. And I'm looking at the quotes that were attributed to her.
I couldn't understand
them. So one was, somebody said she wanted, quote, to have someone taken care of, close quote. And I don't know how old her father is, but this could have been a legitimate, honest plea for some in-home care for a caretaker. Another one was the posting on Facebook, quote, I got another job to do for hella heats and it's easy. LMK, let me know if, we're not going to say the other one, need the pistols and Glocks for the low. So clearly that's a call for personal security for her father, you know, that needed the representation if he was traveling and stuff. That could be it. And it's not like she hasn't faced this before. This was the most interesting thing to me. She had previously been charged with attempted murder with a deadly weapon. Get this. Attempted murder with a deadly weapon. That was pled down to a disorderly conduct charge.
So you were listening to what I just said too.
Yeah,
I just pulled a Denise.
I was like, but the disorderly conduct charge was
quite a drop.
Wait a second. Look, if you charge somebody with attempted murder with a deadly weapon, and the only thing you think you could get out of that as a prosecutor is a disorderly conduct charge, which is like a low-level misdemeanor, a step above an infraction, just drop the case for crying out loud.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, that's like, oh, that's just, okay, whatever.
But for some reason, she wasn't supposed to have any guns or firearms in her possession, and she did. Why wouldn't she have firearms in her possession?
Well, that may have been, look, if we're just going to get what we can get for the disorderly conduct charge, maybe she's still out of probation condition if she was there, where she's not to be in possession of any dangerous or deadly weapons. Because note, the charge was attempted murder with a deadly weapon.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why, okay, we'll let you plead to almost nothing, but as a term of your probation, you can't be in possession of any deadly weapons for a period of time. And if she was, yeah, she violates that order. But it just seemed to be a very light charge compared to what she was initially charged with.
So in the Willamette Valley or Willamette area, this is Oregon, there was a fire in the 2020s, and a lot of these fires caused a lot of smoke. And the Willamette Valley Vineyards, who are a well-known vineyard that has supposedly great wines, I don't drink wines or alcohol, so I don't know, but they got a lot of soot and smoke damage to their grapes that are wine grapes to make these wonderful wines, and they say their allegations are they couldn't do anything with them, and therefore they lost all types of money in wine and winemaking to the tune of at least $2 million. A lawsuit was brought against the company. It's not PG&E. It's called the power company in Oregon. I have it. What's it called, Denise?
Pacific Co.
Yeah.
Core.
Okay.
Pacific Co.
Whatever. CO. I don't. Whatever. It's Core, maybe. But here's the point. The point is it's interesting how they can bring these lawsuits saying it's ruined their grapes and they can't do the wine. Have you ever had the Willamette Vineyards wine, Denise?
Yes.
Supposedly it's a nicer, higher quality wine, is it?
It is. And I think Alaska Airlines was featuring them for a period of time on their flights.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But anyway, so
the Willamette Valley. I lived in Eugene, and that's the
beautiful. That valley is beautiful.
Right.
And so they're bringing this lawsuit saying they've lost all types of, they've lost all types of revenue because of now, how is it that they could be liable? They're claiming a couple of things. That is the Willamette Valley Vineyards. Number one, when there's high winds, they should turn off the grid because that's, they said, will help spark or cause additional fires. Or they can clear the vegetation around their poles and wires, which would be less likely to cause any fires.
It's interesting because, you know, we had asked this question earlier. we were setting this up at the first hour. What does smoke do to grapes? How does it impact mm-hmm. it? And my crack Google research shows that compounds in smoke are absorbed by vines and can cause unwanted flavors in the vines. Now, there are companies out there that actually have developed a test to see if the wine has or the grapes have this smoke damage, and they are developing ways and have ways that they can give to vineyard owners to mitigate the effects of smoke damage. And that may be an issue in this case.
Right.
Okay. When, after the fires, you knew they happened. When did you first test your grapes to see if this was an issue? And what did you do to try to mitigate it? Now, maybe it was so big that there's nothing they could do, but certainly that would be what
the process is not always effective. That's a downside. It's expensive and it takes a while, and it's not always mm-hmm. effective. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's unfortunate. And that process, believe it or not, was studied pretty extensively by Oregon State University.
Nice.
Which is kind of like our Davis in a way. You know,
right.
the
Davis,
university for farmers
Davis,
and
yeah.
for vineyards and that kind of stuff.
Oregon State is more of a farm type of university that does
a lot of
agriculture.
Yes,
stuff.
There you go.
Yep. Okay.
I wonder if UC Davis says, you know what, we're like people say, we're like our Oregon State. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, Denise.
Something tells me UC Davis would never say that.
Yeah, I'm guessing no. No.
Now, Berkeley might.
Berkeley's looking for a place to go play football. So, anyway. Go ahead. Denise, what else? Do you have anything else, Denise, to talk about? Is there?
Yeah, there's something that I want to talk about. I think it's a really interesting mm-hmm. concept, and that is, what rights do you have to use of your cell or DNA, right? So there was this woman who her cells were extracted, and they were used to study and to find out. So Thermo Fisher Scientific had been using her cells without her permission. And they didn't find out about, her family didn't find out about it until this woman turned 103 years old. And so her family now has sued they sued this scientific research company and said, you used our grandma's DNA and cells without her permission.
And what were they using? Just as experiment or something?
Yeah, they were. Well, they were studying different types of, I don't know how you can say it, like genetic things and all that kind of stuff.
So is this lawsuit going on now, or do they settle it? It's still going on.
Well, they just settled it, but it was for vaccines for polio and coronavirus, and a bunch of stuff was, big stuff was developed by using her cells.
So they had to pay.
Of course, they got patents on all of these things.
Right.
And so now they've just settled that suit.
They didn't say how much, though, huh?
They didn't say how much.
All right. We come back. We got a lot more to talk about, and we're going to do quick takes. Hang on. We got one more segment.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations coast to coast. And you thank them all.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Are you serious?
Back to Radio Law Talk. Here's your host, Frederick Penning. Fred.
I like Kansas. All right. We are just going to wrap this up. We're going to do a quick take and let you guys all go home and enjoy yourselves. Thanks for joining us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us at radiolawtalk.com during the time that we're not on the air. And if you want to call us, don't call us when we're off the air. That's for sure. We're live Pacific time, 9 to noon, every Saturday. Todd, Denise. Well, Todd, you wanted to talk about this interesting case.
Yeah, interesting one out of New York City. There's a police officer, Edward Donzelli, and he's only 30 years old, and he had some ailments he was dealing with. He had a hip problem. He had chronic stomach condition. And the hip injury that he had was one that he sustained while he was on the job, so arguably it's a work comp issue that he's got there. And they sent him to this doctor. Donzelli had been on the force for 7 years at the time. They sent him to this doctor, Dr. John Santucci. And the claims that Donzelli are making is that when going to the doctor was actually, what he claims, bullying him, telling him, you know what, you're faking your symptoms, you're faking this, you need to get back. Well, Donzelli has a cousin that works in and around the same office as the doctor. The cousin reported back to the cop, Donzelli, hey, you know, I heard that doctor kind of mimicking your voice because he speaks with a distinct higher voice and stuff. And so that, coupled with what the treatment he was getting from the doctor, really put him on notice that maybe this doctor is just not operating and giving him advice, treating him to the level that he feels he needs to be treated. Donzelli, the cop, later had surgery on his hip in 2022, and after surgery, the doctor is still kind of pushing him, getting him back in. Now, it would be one thing if it was just these arguments against the doctor, but I think this is where the case really starts to take off. It is when, as Donzelli alleges, that management at the police department started reviewing him with more scrutiny. He started getting write-ups for things that had never been issues before. He was being audited financially, and that had never happened before. And so the allegations are that the treatment from the doctor and the doctors treating him like maybe he's faking him get back to management, and that starts affecting his job and the way he's treated by the job, that the doctor and management are kind of working together. These are these allegations. Well, the long and short of it is he's now filed a $5 million lawsuit in the city of New York to combat what he claims is this discrimination because he suffered legitimate on-the-job injuries and had injuries, and they're discriminating against him because of that.
Did they?
And after this, too, this is the point. The doctor grabbed his hand because he was recording what the doctor was saying, and the doctor grabs his grabs his phone from his hand and caused injury to his hand.
Yeah.
Just because and then he got in trouble for recording the incident. So he got in trouble and was suspended for 30 days by his employer for recording the incident where he claims this doctor is abusing me and harassing me.
Well, all I got to say is it reminds me of my favorite movie. Oh, this is a flesh wound. This is a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound.
It's like, there ain't nothing wrong with you. It's just a flesh wound.
Now,
oh, but I cut off your arm. Oh, come on back and I'll bleed on you.
Now, the interesting thing about the recording of the doctor, in California, it definitely would have been inappropriate for him to record the doctor because California is a two-party consent state.
Right.
If you're going to record it, you got to have a consent from both parties for the recording of communication. New York apparently is a single party state, so
correct.
You only need the consent of one party, so you can
consent to your own recording.
Yeah, I consent to it. I'm surreptitiously recording it.
Right.
And which would go against the reasons for discipline because it's not like he was breaking the law under New York law by recording the doctor.
I think it makes it more suspicious about this doctor and how the doctor may be inclined to be pro-department and less pro-disabled employee.
Yeah. You don't know. That's an allegation.
We're
that's all we know.
See. We're going to have to see what happens.
What do you want to say, Denise? Is that about it? Is that all we got? We have anything else we want to talk about?
There is one other thing.
I thought you did.
Oh, my gosh. It's super funny. Not funny. This is horrific.
I was going to talk about Feinstein, but
no,
go ahead if you want to talk.
This is another doctor case.
Okay.
And this is where there was a doctor, and he owned his parents' past. And he inherited property, and it was a big property, right? It was a really nice property, but he lived in a different state, and his family's Connecticut property was in Connecticut. So he hadn't gone there for many years. I mean, that's conceivably. He goes there after missing out and not being there for 5 years, and he finds that somebody has sold the property for $1.4 million.
What state is this in? Where is it?
This was in Connecticut.
Oh, wow.
And it was by, allegedly, a South African deed thief. So this is kind of like maybe perhaps we need to watch for this. It might be a new scam. Don't leave your real property unattended for periods of time because, remember, somebody can adversely possess your property.
It's pretty tough, though. There's a lot of things. Everyone says, it's easy to adversely possess because there was a fence there for a while. No, there's a bunch of steps you have to do, and you have to pay the taxes on it, too, by the way.
That's right.
In
it has
number
to be
of states.
Open and notorious.
Right, and it's so open that they do it. And then not only that, just because you had a fence there doesn't mean that that's yours. Dianne Feinstein, that hit in the news, she is in bad shape. There's no doubt. They have video of her, someone whispering to her, say this. Oh no, this is how you vote or whatever. Because she was just confused, right? Now that her daughter has power of attorney over her, it's just it's big news. But guys, just so you know, it's not big news. Power of attorney, a lot of people have. That's normal, and it's not a power of attorney that the daughter can vote for her. It's just an estate planning power of attorney, and the news is making a big deal out of it. But unless she has a power of attorney to vote, which she can't do, she can't vote for her. But that happens in people's estates all the time, this power of attorneys.
In fact, I believe if it comes to the point that she is mentally incompetent to fulfill her duties,
mm-hmm.
it's actually up to the, I believe, the governor of the state from which a senator comes from to appoint an interim fill in position who
right.
would then have to run in the next election. It's kind of what Rod Blagojevich got in trouble for in
right.
Illinois, was trying to sell that seat. But, it doesn't give them the opportunity to... Doesn't give her daughter the opportunity to vote on her behalf.
Right. No, and actually, it's the House Democrats, I think, that actually get a temporary replacement, and then the governor fills that replacement.
Right. They should probably do that. I mean, whether you agree or disagree with her, and I think she's made a bunch of faux pas, and I'm not a fan of hers, but she has really done a lot. I mean, and they should, both sides should. Should, you know, throw a party for her and, you know, thank her for her service.
She got two more years left.
I know, but it's time.
I don't mean that in any way. I'm saying that's not a consideration that needs to be made.
I'll tell you right now, for the state of California, she had a lot of influence and got a lot of things done in the state that people, other states probably didn't or weren't able to receive. So, if you agree or disagree with her, she's had a long, illustrious career, just like the one that was my best friend mm-hmm. in the courts, you know, the queen of the courts.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg,
my friend. And so anyway, with that, Cal, is it about that time?
It's time for each of you to give us your quick take, the thing that sticks in your mind from the Radio Law Talk episode today.
All right.
Fred, let's start with you.
All right, if you could see me on the radio, the paper's right up against my face, and it says, next time you show up with the wrong car and you don't have your glasses in it, make sure you bring your glasses, Fred, because doing the radio show the whole 3 hours without glasses sucks.
Lens crafters? Okay, Todd.
Well, this actually goes to one of the last ones we did. The Connecticut doctor who came back to find a new building built on his property by whatever. If one person I would not want to be, our entity, the title insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, good heavens, you signed off on a house being built for $1.4 million, and the deed was not good.
I think they call it a clouded title. Denise, what do you have for your quick take today?
Well, my quick take is about the Idaho College murder case. And I thought that his alibi about, you know, driving at night just wasn't good enough. What he should have said is, I misplaced my phone, and I didn't find it until after the murders.
There you go. We'll be back next week, 9 to 5 Pacific time. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny.
You've been listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll have another show for you next week, 9 to noon Pacific, live at RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations coast to coast, like KBAR in Burley, Idaho. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.